There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. We are off. Live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino here on a Wednesday morning. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. Thanks for hopping on board today. Busy show lined up as always. We'll hit all the major talking points today with the NBA and NHL playoffs, get into some Major League Baseball, and even some NFL future numbers to take a peek at today. Jeff Seeley on golf as well in an hour. Well, okay, thanks to the two home teams last night, Paulie, in the NBA, things got a little bit more interesting. Rather than both teams going on the road for games three in their series, they're now tied at one apiece. And as we talked about Monday and yesterday leading into the game, the way the Bucks defended the Celtics down low in game one, it made you think it was going to be difficult all game long, so it was going to be more of a perimeter game because the Bucks under Budenholzer, but that's who the Hawks were with Budenholzer as well as their head coach. They all allow a lot of threes, and eventually they're going to go in, and that's exactly what happened. I think every single player on that team, not named Al Horford, went over the three-point prop yesterday.
Yeah.
And they all went in. And by a couple things on that, right? Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. The voters got that so wrong this year, it's incredible. He misses the game. They were better without him. And I know, I get it, one-game sample size. Yeah. But we talked about this the whole way anyway. Like Robert Williams, the numbers with him on the court, they were better than when Smart was there.
Well, it also was a terrific case of our season's on the line here. Milwaukee already had the mission accomplished. And a comfortable lead from the get-go. They jumped on him to start. Bombs away continues. They've attempted 93 threes in the first two games. And Tatum and Brown were awful in game one. They were fantastic yesterday in the win. Williams played well too, but easy win, comfortable win for the Celtics. And now this series gets going. And Milwaukee, a small home favorite in game three.
Yep. Adjusted series price. Celtics around -135 now as the favorites.
Yeah.
How this thing is kind of a ping pong back and forth now. Not surprised by Tatum. Not surprised by Brown. I'm really not surprised by any of what took place last night, other than maybe the blowout and the fact that it was 27-12. The first time you looked down at the score, you're like, oh, Jesus. Thanks for showing up, Bucks. And the Bucks were awful last night. Giannis, again, ended with good numbers, but he started slowly, and it kind of continued throughout the entire first half. Great third quarter for him, but the Celtics were great last night. Now, will that shooting, what are they going to do in game three when the Bucks go home?
Well, maybe not close to 50%, but that's going to be the same game plan. I mean, that's what Milwaukee does defensively. They're going to shoot 45 threes a game, Boston, in this series.
The Bucks will allow them to
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Because of how good they are in the paint and down low. Yep. And Boston can make those shots.
Now I think after the Bucks stole one to begin this series, I think we're really going to find out now with five games to go, tied at one apiece, what Middleton and his injury means to this Bucks team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look what they were. Look at 3 of 18 from three.
Sure.
My God.
Yeah. But, because it was really good there for a long time with Portis, Grayson Allen, others, Connaughton.
Yep.
But now that you absolutely have to rely on them pretty much every single game the rest of the way, as long as Middleton's not going to be there, does Grayson Allen drop 20 again in a game this series? I'm not sure.
Sure. And you bring up a good point, too, because what was the talking point before Giannis won the title? It was, well, pack it in the paint and make him hit something from the outside and make Milwaukee hit outside shots. And that what happened against Toronto and Kawhi Leonard, and they shut him down, went in four in a row.
That's right.
And then what happened in the bubble against Miami was a debacle. But things have changed now, but we'll see with that loss of Middleton, if that'll work out, and unbelievable job defensively they've done all since January.
Mm-hmm. The second game last night was pretty damn outstanding. And Morant goes for 47, 8, and 8. Brooks gets tossed right away, as he should have. I mean, that was a silly foul. To hack Payton over the head like that on a breakout, on a fast break, is completely unnecessary.
Would you like Kerr? Dirty, and he broke the code.
Sure.
Breakaway. I agree.
Speak your mind.
Yeah, I agree. Breakaway like that. Yep. I'm going to die on this hill. I'm going down with the ship.
With Memphis?
Again, it's every game. It's Ja or one other guy and no help. No. Or Ja is so-so, and then like Bane would go off.
Okay, so
they have not played well in one game.
All of them, you mean?
As a team.
Oh, no, right? Yeah, that goes...
Memphis
as
a team has not played well.
Isn't that funny? Because
doesn't look like anything like the team that was on that sick run to close the year.
That's right. I mean, to close the regular season, and I watched a ton of Memphis basketball. It was like every game, 6-7 guys were bringing it. And just awesome. Now, I am concerned watching Bane play last night with like the body language again. He does not look right at all.
Yeah.
And he had another off game. So I don't think he's close to 100%. But he's going to go out there and try to be a trooper and play, and they're getting nothing from him, which doesn't help, obviously.
Yeah, so everyone's going to say Golden State couldn't make a three. They still had the lead late. Mm-hmm. Memphis doesn't have a chance. I'll come back and flip it and say Ja was Superman.
Sure.
Bane does nothing. Jackson again with the fouls. Jackson doesn't give you anything. Not much from the supporting cast. Brooks is tossed. They won the game.
Yep. Williams was really good last night.
Yes.
Had to be.
Yeah, right. Right. And they've had no answer for Ja going for 47. And he's the reason they won that game. And now I think it's too big of an adjustment. I mean, look what this game three line is. With their Golden State's laying 6.5.
Yeah.
But I just think it's I'm playing the law of averages here. They have to show up as a team and have a good game for once.
Well, again, we pointed this out on yesterday's show. I love Jaren Jackson. I think a lot of us do, because he gave us a great ride on that Defensive Player of the Year ticket. But the game one performance from him, I think, is going to be an outlier, because if you can count on anything other than him playing great defense and blocking shots night in and night out, it's going to be the fouls.
Yeah.
Like that's why game one to me was so far out there. It's because he played pretty much the entire game and he was so good. He's always in foul trouble.
Yep. And I also think Memphis got a friendly whistle there in the fourth quarter. A lot of key call, the green foul.
Yeah.
Some of the other fouls went their way too. So we got a series.
Yeah. But good. 7 of 38 from downtown for the Warriors. Klay was not great.
Oh, no. But the air ball. Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poole had 20 again last night.
I could say Memphis should be up 2-0, though. I mean, they're this close. I mean, you're not supposed to win that game again, game one, because of what happened with the Friday night, but this is, I know it should have, would have, could have. But
I would say that both games have been coin flips.
Yeah.
So to be 1-1 probably feels about right.
Yeah.
But let's be honest here. On a court filled with superstars, Ja Morant was like easily the best player last night on the court. And so that's why I think that can translate to Memphis. After game one, I was like, I don't know if they win one Golden State or not because of the experience, and they may not have too much for them. But if Morant's going to be the best player on the court, they can win the series.
And you know, too, because you live there. I think Memphis gets a game in San Francisco. And I don't think it's more of the corporate spectacle for the rich and connected now. The hardcore, typical Oakland fan is priced out.
Well, I haven't
moved to San Francisco, and I don't think it's the same. It's a good home court advantage, but it wasn't like it was in Oakland. So I think, I don't think it's like this imposing, oh my God, we can't win here type of deal.
So anymore. I have not been there to a game in San Francisco, but when I lived there 10 years ago and they were not great, they had Curry, but they also had Monte Ellis. They were not a great basketball. They were starting to become good because Curry was developing, but they were a 25-win basketball team. I'd have to go back and look. That was a college crowd.
Yep.
That area loved a bad Warriors team for years, and it was like, that's why I had to go to those games because they were so fun to watch. But Warriors 260 it to win the series.
I saw higher than that.
Did you?
Yeah. Saw 380 at one spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Bill Hill's got that. Good. How about the hockey? Huh?
Triple overtime.
Calgary hangs on for dear life, and then Colorado. Oh, are you kidding? 5-0 in the first period of a playoff game.
You couldn't even keep up with
2-0
the goals.
2-0 just like that. The adjusted series price is 1-30. It's 3,000 now. You got to risk 3,000 to win 100 now on Colorado to win the series.
Right.
With the one game in the hockey playoffs.
Well, do you want any of Nashville?
Oh, my God. 5-0. It could have been a lot worse, too.
Last night, Colorado was up. I was tracking the in-play. When it was 4-0, Nashville was 16-1. I'm like, I need 160-1 to come back and bet this team.
Yeah, I know. Yep. How about Florida? You believe that? They were teams,
I can. I actually do.
Teams were 0-39 in Florida when trailing after two periods during the regular season. The last time they led a series 1-0 was 1997. They lose at home and spit it up in the third period.
I thought both early games were headed to overtime.
Yes.
And then Washington got one late. And then how about that? They covered the reverse puck line last night in the game.
Yep.
Because of that.
Igor has 79 saves. And then the third string goalie has to come in with the Smith injury. And they lose in triple overtime. That's the other thing, too, about, it's unbelievable playoff hockey overtime. Well, it's a Tuesday night. The game starts at, 7:30 local? There's nobody in the arena. The place is empty with the game-winning goal. You look, it's just like a couple Ranger fans are holding their heads about, oh, my God, we lost this. There's nobody there. Right. Everyone's got to go to work. It's midnight.
Of course, yeah. It's getting really late.
Past 1 in the morning.
How about expected goals in that game last night? Penguins 7.5 to 3.89 for the Rangers. But it's a triple overtime game, so that kind of thing's going to happen.
Well, the special teams, too. The Rangers got the power play goal. They got the shorthanded goal. They're looking great, up 2-0. Damn, it's tough.
All of the teams that actually won the games last night in the NHL also won expected goals. So I don't think you see that every single day.
I was surprised by the Calgary result. They score right away.
One right away.
It. Yeah.
And by the way, the Stars were like living on the power play in that first period, and they could get nothing.
They also were buzzing in the third period. I thought they'd get one. But Markstrom was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fantastic finish.
By Colorado. One game.
That doesn't happen. That's just ridiculous. That doesn't happen.
They're minus 140 on the puck line for game two. Does that feel high enough?
Do you know Nashville stayed out there? Isn't that weird? They played Arizona when they blew that game Friday.
Yeah.
And they just stayed out there and like didn't come back home for like, well, how long was that?
Mm.
That doesn't make any sense.
4 days or so?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's bizarre.
Okay. All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. All right, up next, we'll recap more of last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some, and someone get to work on the point spreads. All 5 international games in the NFL have been announced. We'll bring those to you coming up next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Diamondbacks do it again, plus 175. They're hitting a .188 on the season, but they're hanging in there and only a game under 500. What a story. They beat the Marlins.
A nice plus price last night for sure.
Yep. Capitals plus 210. Mitch mentioned the reverse puck line as well. Here we go with Florida. My God.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, right? If one of the big favorites they were going to go down last night, which one would it be? I threw out Capitals. It got there.
Yep. Only two goals. That's the other thing. And then they blow it in the third period. Avalanche, 280 up to 340. Ice cream. Blowout. Game was over 3 minutes in. Forget about it. You know, that's wild. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Going in fresh here. Mitch sent this in.
Okay, now, what do we got? Check out this video here.
Okay.
A guy stops because look at the ramp that he's about to go up here. You see that where it falls off the, like, there's, if you go left, like, where is that leading you? There's a hole in the ground. You're going to drive right into it.
Yes.
Like, where does that go? And look at this guy. Look out. He's going to drive off into that hole in the road. And he's like, okay, what the hell is going on here? I got to drive up there now and finally take a peek at it.
Is it water?
Yeah, it's a puddle of water.
Oh, okay.
And the guy in the video is actually, he swears a couple of times so we can't play it. But he's like, oh my God, I'm so high. And I'm not even high. He goes, but this is like a 2 minute video. He's like, look at this. Someone's going to die. Who do I tell?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because it looks like a huge hole.
Yes. I wonder when they realize it in the car.
Right.
This guy and the guy behind him.
Yeah.
It's like, is that water or is it going, what do we have here? That is dynamite. They go, look at him at the right thing. I'll get me out of here. Sure. I mean, you shouldn't be afraid of the puddle, but that's a good move.
Yeah.
Turtle video. Always good. Look at hanging next to the dog coming in.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
You all right? Sleeping? Huh? You good? The kiss. How you looking at?
Want to hang out, pal?
Look at that. Comes in. Hey, buddy. Huh? How you doing?
You want to have some fun?
Yeah. Leave me alone. Come on. I'm taking it.
And then he just.
Give me a break. No.
You didn't see that part?
I missed that.
It's so loud with the volume. You can hear the turtle scrape all the way across the floor.
He just moves him down with the paws.
He's like, not right now. Get away from
me. Oh, man. That's unfortunate. Come on. He wants to hang out. Norm Macdonald, the legend who passed away. Jennifer Tilly. Actress and poker player at the memorial about the great line that Norm had. Yeah, man. They call gambling a disease, but it's the only disease when you can win a bunch of money.
I love that guy.
She said, yep. Yeah. You see what happened to Chappelle?
Nope.
Someone attacked him on stage. Jumped on stage.
Oh, here we go.
I know, here we go.
Yeah. After the Will Smith nonsense.
Yes.
Terrific.
I know. Yep. I know.
Oh,
I hear you. Absolutely. 507. How about this? Who misses LeBron? Who misses Durant in the star factor, star power? Warriors-Grizzlies on ABC Sunday, Game 1, averaged 7.7 million viewers. The most watched semifinal game on ABC in 11 years. It peaked at 10 million.
Pretty good.
How about that? Yep. Entertaining. That's right. Lose some. Panthers 215 up to 250. They lose at home to the Capitals. Rangers $1.15 up to 140. The Thriller at home, they lose in triple overtime. Marlins 160 up to 190. No good. And the Reds took money. You know, Woodruff had bad
Woodruff
numbers, but yeah, 235 down to 210. They're now 3-20 on the season.
Now, he struck out 12 last night. That's so alarming if you're a Reds person. I mean, first of all, I guess the number was super high, but again, what's it going to be today with Peralta now on the mound?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the same thing? Are they going to go against Peralta?
Yeah, open 250. I know. One lose some. We touched on this yesterday. What's going on at Lake Mead when they found the body in a barrel. Las Vegas locally, few people know this, but construction crews used to find dead bodies buried in the far western desert of the Vegas Valley, today known as Summerlin. Happened all the time. After a while, most foremen stopped reporting the bodies to police in order to avoid long construction delays.
They're just like, nah, it's my 10th body this week. Screw it. Pour the concrete over the poor guy. It's been here since the 70s. Let's go. Come on.
That's it. Yeah, a couple bad beats. Villarreal, Champions League. What was the in play on this? I didn't see it.
Great question.
2-0 was in the 60th minute, and Liverpool comes back to win 3-2. And they move on to the championship. That quadruple double's in play.
It still is.
Now, there's four matches left in the Prem. They're one behind Man City. City would have to cough it up, but they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're going to get at least three of them. And the A's. The Rays were 20-1 in play. The A's blew it in the ninth, and Tampa rallied to win. A bad beat there. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. They are taking their sweet time announcing the five international games today in the NFL season. We know one. Seattle will play Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay will be the home team in the first regular season game in Germany. It will be week 10, which is Sunday, November 13th at 6:30 a.m. Pacific with the kick.
There you go.
Good.
So, we thought all five would be announced by now. No, they're going to spread it out throughout the entire show. So we will give you all five games that they announce as they come out today here on Follow the Money. And by the way, if you happen to see an early point spread anywhere, you can tweet us. At VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, or the email is ftm@vsin.com. Seattle against Tampa on a neutral in November. Buccaneers 7.5?
Probably.
Here's the report again.
Oh, Drew Locke? Thank God.
Diana Russini said that again last night on ESPN.
They love Drew Locke?
She's like, I've been telling you for the entire offseason, Seattle has no desire to go out at Baker Mayfield. They're comfortable with Drew Locke as their quarterback.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Cleveland's stuck with Baker.
Yeah, and then Cleveland comes back and says, well, you know what? We're not paying his money. So if you want Baker Mayfield, you have to pay him all of his money. Oh. And then which team in the NFL is going to say, yeah, right here, come on, we'll make it happen.
There's never been a game in London where both teams had a winning record. Go Packers-Rams. Do it. The Rams want to do it? According to Peter King?
They want in. They want to play Green Bay.
Make that game.
We've never had one game.
Never been a game where both teams had a winning record in London.
Oh,
well, it's usually Jacksonville or other, you know.
Well, they don't want to take marquee home games away from these teams either.
Yeah.
You know, so, and there's also this tweet from Sam McQuillan yesterday. As he reported just in, the California Online Sports Betting Initiative, backed by a few sports books, has qualified for the November ballot. So it is on the ballot now in California. And again, we always talk about like game-changing jurisdictions. Well, we're talking about, 35 million people in that state?
Uh-huh.
And that's one of your big boys to check off if it's ever going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was wishful thinking, I think, maybe to get it in before 2023, and maybe it doesn't pass. But I always thought that this was kind of the target date. January 1, 2023 to maybe get there. And who knows at this point? To be on the ballot's big?
Yep. That's Eddie Olczyk coming up. And he won the cup with the Rangers in 94. Should Ranger fans be pissed?
About the goal?
I don't know what goalie interference is anymore. Mm. What's the guy supposed to do?
I watched that replay.
He's going for the puck. I mean, what? That happens.
They show the replay 11 times.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not so sure about that one.
That was not deliberate. It was not intentional.
I would agree with
that. He's going for the puck. He's trying to make a play. And he takes the goalie out and they put, that's it. Tough break.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, that one, that's a backbreaker. Because then you go on and you have to play three more overtime sessions. And Shesterkin shot, you know, they had 83 shots on goal. Over, what was that, a six-hour game?
Second most saves in history, I believe. It was that crazy game in the bubble. Remember the bubble game?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They had to cancel, it was Bruins and somebody. They had to cancel the game because it went so long.
Right.
It was like a six overtime game, whatever it was.
Overall, 83 shots to 68.
Oh, God.
Now you get a day off, fellas.
Yeah, right back
at it. And then let's get right back at it again then.
Yeah, they don't screw around.
No. Nope.
Every other day. God.
How big was that for the Penguins to take that first game?
Yeah. Tough one for the Rangers again. I mean, you're up 2-0, but adjusted series price are only $1.60. Yeah. Surprised by that?
No, that's about right.
Yeah.
I would not bet either side with that.
Who knows the goalie situation, too? Come on, Toronto. See what Toronto does today. I want to see what Tampa. Here it is, right? It's been an ATM machine for 2-3 years. Tampa off a loss in the playoffs.
Well, it's so big for Toronto. If they can get this one and take the first two against the back-to-back champs, and then, you know, you have to lose four to the next five, and crazier things have happened, obviously, with this team.
Well, Dennis Bernstein made a good point, though. Okay, so what? I mean, you got to come back and win again. You go back.
No, I would agree with that.
You lose today. Who cares?
That's
great in game one, but that's
right.
Good luck in Tampa.
That greatness can go away in a hurry.
Yeah.
If you get down 2-0 right away tonight, and you lose the game. So it is hockey playoff time. Ambet Rivers has a special offer through the entire NHL playoffs. Throughout the playoffs, place three same-game parlays of $10 or more on each round and receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. Think of it as a betting hat trick. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Create your ideal combo of same-game parlays on the BetRivers app or BetRivers.com. We will look at tonight's card coming up next, including player props. If he finishes the playoffs with his current averages, it's the first time in history we will see these numbers. We will run that down for you and give you the details on it here next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so game two's coming up tonight in the NBA. Sixers at the Heat. So we all watched what happened in game one in that, you know, late third quarter and the fourth quarter. Sixers could not hang with Miami. Adebayo was awesome. DeAndre Jordan, we talked about this yesterday, was terrible. Yet, as we sit here this morning, per Doc's own words yesterday and the night before, like, he is going to go out there and play again. So Bam Adebayo's point prop tonight is 19.5 over his -105.
It is baffling, right? You touched on it the other day. Like, what? He must be a great guy. Well, who cares? He can't play. I mean, the whole business about going to Brooklyn with Kyrie and Durant, they trade Allen. Then they put Jordan in there, and it's like, okay, he can't play. We got to get rid of him, too.
The amount of players and teams who have pitched the organizations, like, we have to have this guy on the team.
Doc's
incredible.
Doc's guilty, too. They barricaded the door when they thought he was going to Dallas.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him leave his own house.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave. You can't, really? This guy? Okay. And now Doc's going to war with him again here. Well, we got to start him, even though he's -22 in game one. So I said the same thing. I'll say the same thing today that I did yesterday. We'll find out if we have a series based on what happens tonight. Now, good job, Boston and Memphis. Season was on the line. They get the wins, okay? Great job. But here, now let's see what Dallas, totally misleading score. They were getting run out and then made it look respectable late. But no one helped out Luka, but that was part of the game plan with Phoenix as well. And then just no defense without Embiid, no presence down low. Harden's not even close to the same player that he was. And Miami is just underrated, nasty defensively, and so many guys that can score too.
And now the Heat bumped up to 8.5 point favorites here in this game after what happened in game one. and that total's at 207.5 in that range.
I think that's too low. And do you think the Phoenix-Dallas series could be like a lot like game one for most of the, maybe not 235 combined, whatever it was, but.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay.
Because Phoenix, and I know their final numbers were not great, but they hit everything in the first half. The concern I would have if I'm Dallas, and I thought this going into the series, is that how are you going to defend DeAndre Ayton? Yep. Ayton was awesome yet again. His point prop tonight is 19.5, and I'll give you this from StatMuse. So far in the playoffs, DeAndre Ayton, 21.1 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, 68% from the floor. If he can keep that up, he'll be the first player to average 20 points on 65% shooting in a single playoff run ever. He would be the guy. That's the list if he can do that. And by the way, like his down low, and this has always been his game, but boy, is he lethal. 10-foot turnaround.
Yeah.
He's got that that part of his game is much like Hakeem Olajuwon. That guy was so good down low in the dream shake.
Yep.
But from like 15 feet and in, I loved Ayton shooting that shot from mid-range.
So after the game, good points, good player. But so after the game, Kidd says these other guys have to join the party. Well, that's what Phoenix did. That was their goal. Just let Luka go crazy and shut the other guys down.
Right.
Now, he had Brunson in foul trouble. His prop is 33.5 tonight.
Yeah.
He goes for 45 in game one. So I don't know what Dallas does here and what Kidd wants to do. Because you still have some. Dinwiddie was great, played well against Utah. Nice player. Brunson was the man. Mm-hmm. Kleba got going. But I want to see how Phoenix defends this. And just says, we'll take everyone away. Luka can go for 45. We don't care.
How would you approach that number? 33.5.
Oh, God.
Let me give you some of the other numbers on the team. Brunson's 18.5. Assuming he won't get into foul trouble tonight. 18.5 against good guards on defense for the Suns. Let's see here. Finney Smith is 12.5.
That's too high.
Dinwiddie's 11.5.
Yeah.
That one might be a little too low.
Okay.
And then Bullock is 8.5 tonight. I do not see a number for Kleber. I'd like to see Kleber's threes tonight posted somewhere, please. Because that guy has been awesome now in the playoffs. That wasn't like a one-game thing, but that's the crazy part about it is he was no good like down the stretch.
Got to go under with Harden again, right? Have to. Too high. Can't finish at the rim. Reluctant to attack the rim and get to the basket. And he can't. And the step-back shot isn't there either.
Look at how that number has changed now.
Uh-huh.
It was teetering on 19.5 to 20.5 in the previous series. It balloons up to 25.5 because of no Embiid. He's basically no good, ineffective on offense in game one. It came all the way back to 23.5. Now let me run this part by you. The Sixers here, and if you don't like the Sixers in this series, without their best player, I get it, but can they kind of make it a carbon copy of what we saw in the first game where they are close at halftime and they had the lead at the break and it is close, with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, but then they don't have enough. Harden runs out of steam and the Heat pull away. Could be also good for in-play wagering. I think the Sixers have enough and, young enough guys not named Harden to kind of keep it close for a little bit before the Heat probably pull away.
I didn't like what happened on the bench with Maxey and Harden either.
How can you?
That was right. Harris played well, but the other guys, so-so. They hung in there. It was a competitive game in halftime, and then the Heat did whatever they wanted in the third quarter and ran them out. So I think the total's too low. But I think they can get whatever they want offensively. And there's just, you're missing the, if he's not the MVP, he's right there behind Joker. And it's just the numbers without him have been horrendous going back. He's been, remember we talked with this, with Coach Thorpe. Been a problem in the playoffs when he goes to the bench for a few minutes.
You're seeing the Suns can get whatever they want offensively.
No, the Heat.
Going back to that game. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, remember that's the Harden game.
All right.
Yeah.
They could just keep attacking him.
Yeah.
For sure. Any plays on the sides of the total tonight then? I know you said total's too low there.
Would you come back again? Largest lead under 17.5 in the Suns game? This is not going well in this round. Suns were up 21. Bucks were getting blown out. Celtics covered that, no problem.
Yep.
The Memphis game was close. And then the Heat had a big lead too. But I would think I would go under 17.5, largest lead in the Suns game. And Harden prop under. And Maxey under.
If I bet this game at all tonight, I might look at Sixers first half. To be my approach.
What's going to have to happen when he's going to say, "Okay, no more DeAndre"? I mean, what is
he's going to have to be injured?
Can't Morey call the shots? They don't like each other. Doc could be out. Won't they can't Morey say play Reed to put DeAndre on the bench? What are you doing?
What Morey needs to do is present him the numbers.
Sure.
That tells him going without a big is actually an option that should be, you know, on the court more than it was in game one.
Right. That's an option too.
Don't worry. Clearly, Doc, based on his comments the other night, he does not like Paul Millsap. And we get that, right? Who does at this point of his career? So then don't play either guy. Go small ball and try to go and attack the Heat like that. That's probably your best option. And I don't know if Morey's going to have that message and convey that to him or not, but
yeah,
that's probably his best path to actually getting it done.
First half plus minus. DeAndre Jordan minus 12 in 4 minutes.
Right.
Millsap minus 3, Reed plus 7, no center. To your point, no center, plus 9 in 5 minutes.
You got to be really bad to be minus 12 in 4 minutes.
Morey's analytics.
Yep.
What? They're not handing him a sheet? You're right. Doc, here.
Well, Doc feels like he's about as old school as it gets. So that's why they probably clash all the time. I mean, he threw his 2003 Orlando team completely under the bus. Oh, I've never heard a coach do that before.
No. The team stunk. Look at the job I did.
Yep.
Take a look at the roster.
Me. It's all about
me. My God. Yeah, sure.
What about hockey tonight in game twos that we have?
No goalie change in Boston. I'm surprised.
That's correct.
Right? I like the first period under in that game. But again, Carolina's owned Boston this year. It's incredible. 21-2, outscoring them in the four games. But I'm so intrigued by the Toronto game. And, well, here you go, Edmonton. Here's your season, right? How about this tweet we got? Not only have they been going back here, that's seven straight playoff losses? They were favored in every one of them? Oh.
Oh, I will buy that for sure.
They were favored. They got swept by the Jets, lost game one, and then the debacle in the bubble when they lost to Chicago. Yeah.
They probably lost the last couple of games of that series. That makes sense.
They've been favored in the last seven playoff games. Guy says the rollover, you're probably up 34,000. So if you did the rollover in the seven games. But we'll find out what they're made of too.
Remember, and Dennis Bernstein, hockey guest, pointed this out yesterday on the show, the Blackhawks were the 24th team to make the bubble that year. The very last team to make the cut. And of course they beat the Oilers. Yep. The VSiN Spring Special is here for only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel, and his best bets all the way through the NBA Finals. Andy McNeil will break down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, NASCAR, and the Kentucky Derby betting guide. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools and live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/spring. vsin.com/spring. The best and worst money teams in Major League Baseball. We'll go over season numbers. Last 10 versus lefties, all coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The Derby is Saturday, and right now VSEN's offering you a special $9.99 Kentucky Derby betting guide with previews of all the horses and jockeys for every race, plus best bets for the entire weekend. Pre-order your copy now for $9.99 at VSEN.com Derby Guide. VSEN.com/Derby Guide. All right, quick look at top-bottom. ROI, Major League Baseball. Covers.com uses $100, risking $100. VSEN.com uses to win $100. The story of the season: the Reds 3-20, second worst start in the modern era, and the two New York teams.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, my God. Mets sweep the doubleheader. Yankees win again, 11 in a row, and the two best records in the league. Mets number one in ROI. You're up almost 6 units. Arizona, you're up 5 units. How about that? Again, hitting .188, worst in the league, only a game under 500.
Well, catching all these plus prices, sure, that'll do it for you.
Yep. And took a series from the Dodgers, I believe. Yankees plus .478. Minnesota's number four, plus .468. Colorado checking in at number five, plus .450. The Reds bet $100 every game. You're down 15 units on the Reds. 630 on Atlanta, 520 on the White Sox, 490 on the Phillies, and Boston, you're down 4 units and change. Best under teams: Dodgers 15-6-1 to the under, Houston 17-7, likewise Boston. The Orioles 16-7-1. Not much to report with over teams. How about pitchers? Number one ROI, Logan Gilbert, up 5-16. They've won every start so far when he's been on the mound.
Yeah, he's been terrific.
Yes. Cool with Colorado, plus .465. How about that? All four, their Colorado's 4-0 when he starts. Barrios, 5-0. McGill, 5-0. Scherzer, 5-0. Waka. What is this guy? What is this? What is this coming from? I've been unbelievable. They're 4-1 when he starts.
New landing spot.
Yeah. Padres have won all.
Same thing with Dylan Bundy.
Okay.
You know?
Padres have won all 5 Musgrove starts. Milwaukee has won all 4 Lauer starts. And Yankees 5-0 with Severino out there. How about the bat? Corbin. He goes in Coors. More on that coming up. They've lost all 5 starts. Keller, 0-5. Boston's 0-5 with Pavetta. Gutierrez, 0-4. Kikuchi, 0-4 when he starts as well. Rodriguez, all 5 starts have gone over. Molly's 5-1 to the over. Sensatella's 4-0 to the over. Savale, 4-0. Scherzer, 4-1. Waka, all 4 starts have gone under. Montgomery, 5-0 to the under. Verlander 4-0, Cool 4-0. Good pitching numbers there too.
Okay, so as you mentioned, VSIN.com, our website, it uses to win 100. So it's bet to risk versus bet to win. The Yankees in the last 10, here are your best teams ROI. It's of course the Yankees, they're 10-0. You're up, if you're betting $100 a game, $1,023, which is, you know, 53.5% on the money line ROI. Twins 9-1 last 10, up $899. The ROI percentage there is 68.3%. The D-backs, as you mentioned, 6-4 last 10, up 61% and $609. And the Brewers 8-2 over their last 10, a money line profit of 457 on a $100 bet, 28.7%. That's last 10. And by the way, when you go to VSiN.com, just click on MLB, go to betting resources. I'll tell you what, the Major League Baseball stuff that we have up there, it's phenomenal. You can see the last 10 home away splits, interleague, day night, grass turf, lefties, righties. The worst teams last 10, Reds, you're down minus $780, negative 76%. They're 1-9. A's now 2-8 last 10, down minus 58.7%. And the Red Sox 3-7, although they got it done yesterday. And your best teams in baseball against lefties, from a profit standpoint, it's the Astros 8-2, up 45%. The Pirates are 6-3 versus lefties this year.
Interesting.
The Yankees are 6-1, and they get Kikuchi today. I bet the Yankees at minus 115 on the overnight last night. I see it some spots are minus 140 today. Cortez goes.
He's been awesome.
I know they exploded late in the game last night, but Manoa was fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you bet the Blue Jays first five yesterday, you got the money. Eventually, Judge took him deep for a home run. But Cortez has been great. Kikuchi, I don't like. And the Yankees mash lefties. And they were $1.15 with an 11-game winning streak. The Twins are also 7-4 against lefties. The ROI percentage there is 29.6%. So there you go with some of your best ROI teams in Major League Baseball.
All right.
11 in a row, man.
They are there. Sick. Great run. I go with the streaks, absolutely. Mm. And the story with the Mets as well. And McGill goes today, and he's cheap, $1.30. Kid's been great. You want to go Brewers run line too? Reds are 3-20. And again, they won too early against Atlanta in the first series. I mean, this is a dumpster fire.
The answer is no.
You don't want to do it?
No, I don't.
Oh, really? No Peralta? Don't trust him?
No.
Oh, this, I mean, they're hitting 200.
I don't trust the Brewers offense enough to cover our run line. I don't like making run line bets in baseball anyway.
3-20, 200 batting average, second worst in the league, and the second worst start in the modern era. We mentioned the Orioles 88. We're starting 1-21. Yes.
But no, I can't get there.
Oh, my God.
I can't get there with it. Why? Do you want a better run line?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, come on. Brewers are going to take off here. Brewers are going to have a fantastic month. Because it's a ton of Reds.
I hope you're right.
Little Cubs in there. Cubs are playing well, or at least hanging in there so far.
But. Okay, so here's. Let me give you this one. We all know, I think Patrick Corbin's been one of the worst pitchers in baseball so far.
Yes, ERA at 9.
Yeah, he's a lefty. So he goes today in Coors. And by the way, the Nats scored a zillion runs last night. They won 10-1. Offense got going last night. But the Rockies against lefties are number one in average, number one in on-base, number one in OPS, and number three in slugging. The Rockies to score a run in the first inning is plus 160.
Oh.
So you only get the Rockies, though. You don't get both teams, obviously. Top of that order, do they get one off Corbin right away in this game?
Yeah, okay.
Plus 160. The guy has been...
You can sell me on that.
Yes. A dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Here's another situation versus lefties today. The Phillies go against Perez and the Rangers. Phillies top 10 in average OPS on base and slugging versus lefties. But it's Wheeler today who actually, he showed signs of the 2021 version early on in his start last week.
What's going on here?
His last time out, and then it blew up on him again.
Yeah, strange start to the season. Wheeler struggled. What's going on with Walker and some other guys we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And we so at least I was. So I played the under. The Yankees starting rotation. They're number two in ERA.
Correct.
I mean, that's guys have been great.
They're really getting it done. Get?
And do you trust Severino? Okay, you've been good. Cortez, mm-hmm. He's been awesome. So
I point this out with the Yankees. Here are their overall numbers again. Number two in slugging, fourth in OPS. Fourth best ROI team, like I ran down. 6-1 versus lefties so far on the year. And you also have the Cardinals going today against the lefty. They're number one in slugging. They're actually ahead of the Rockies, number two in OPS. So I know that this number was a little bit shorter on the overnight. I might look to play. Cardinals are on the road, so they're going to get 9 full innings of at-bats. I might look to play the Cardinals team total over in this game, although making a case for overs right now is not exactly a winning recipe in Major League Baseball.
Yankees are plus 50 in run differential. Cincinnati's been outscored by 70 runs already.
70 already.
70, yep. And the other one, did you see this? Because they've won so many one-run games. The Blue Jays, going back even to before,
that's right.
Before the Yankees series started, they've been outscored on the year.
That's why Romano had so many saves.
That's right. The one-run games are winning.
Was it before the Yankees series started? They had 9 one-run wins already?
I think that's what it was, yes.
That's nuts.
And the starting rotation's been great.
Well, that kid might win the Cy Young.
Yeah, you could.
And I know several, I don't have a stake in him, but I know several people who actually have been saying to me up in that, you know, watching on Sportsnet, and actually others here in Las Vegas saying, you might want to hop on Manoah. I refuse to do it. I don't want to get too many guys early on here in the season, but he could win it.
What are you doing? Are you doing anything with the home runs? 3 guys have 9. 2 Yankees, Judge and Rizzo. Alvarez, who missed time with COVID. He's got 8. He's 1 back.
He's hot.
Riley's hot. Schwarber's with 7. Riley was 7. Vlad's got 6. That'll be a ton of guys have 6. That'll be a fun race.
I grabbed Rizzo 125-1 last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't have Alvarez. His numbers are all over the board. You can't find better than 20-1. No, I don't think. No. And Judge is like 8-1 right now. I can't bet Judge. If he gets hurt, I'll hate myself for that.
I know.
Yep.
I think that's the favorite. Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. We'll try to get a winner in golf this week with Indy Jeff. He'll join the program. A golfer with really solid history on this course could be found at higher than 100-1.
The BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21+ only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.